Hello. We are learning today Lakut Siches Chelek Yud Gimel, the Sikh of Chukas Aleph. This is somewhat different than the Siches we are used to. And these last few months we've been learning together. This is a Chassidus Sikha. This is going to focus primarily on the idea of the Ratzon of Mitzvahs, the Eibishter's Ratzon and Mitzvahs. Specifically, how this plays itself out in the dinim of Tumah and Tahara, and the connection to Chukah, the idea of Chukah. So, I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be a very geshmake learning. B'hemshech l'mashe nemar b'reish pashaseinu, zeis Chukah sateira, mevi b'medrish ha-posuk, miyitin toher mitomei. On the words of the parsha Zeis Chukas HaTorah, which is the beginning of this week's parsha, when the mitzvah of Parah Aduma is introduced, the Medrash brings a pasuk from Iyov, Mi yitein toher mitomei. Who could make something toher come out of something tomei? This is Iyov is talking about the person. Person comes from a tipas rucha, which is a tomei. How can you expect a person to be a toher when he comes from tomei? Well, that's one of the pshatim in the pasuk. So this idea that you're expecting toher to come out of tamei. So the Medrash brings this pasuk and it discusses various incongruities that exist in the whole concept of tumah and tahara. Umamshich bekamo dugmois bin yonei tumah sheinu moitzim bem davar v'yifuchai, and then continues in this Medrash to bring various examples with regards to tumah, where we find one thing and the opposite. We find something to go one way and then directly the other way, which logically makes no sense. One example, which the Rebbe brings here, Beheres Kigris Be'adam Tamei, that if a person, a Metzora, has a Beheres, a Tzaras, the size of a Gris, which is the size of a bean, small, very small, relatively, he becomes Tamei. Parcha Bekulei Toir. But then if the person has much more tzaras, that it covers his entire body, he becomes tohar. V'oid, and the Medrash over there has various different examples, where we see something go one way, and then go the exact opposite direction, which makes no sense. U'mesayim, and the Medrash concludes, Mi tziva came, who commanded this? Mi gazer came, who decreed this? Lo yechidu shalelum, is it not the Eibishter himself? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chuka chakakti, gzeira gazarti, Eibishter says, I engraved, I established a rule, a statute, I decreed a decree, and you can't transgress my gzeir. So the Medrash is telling us, in short, that the concept of Tuma and Tahara is not something that makes logical sense. It's something that the Eibishter introduced, and it is what it is. And since the Medrash brings a number of things that are chukiyim, chukiyim means that they are supra-rational. They're things that are gzeiras, decrees that we don't understand. He brings a few examples together with the example of Parah Adumah of Mar Parsha. And the heading of this piece of the Medrash is the word from this week's parsha. Shma mina, we can derive from this sheh Medrash mefarish sheh b'zeischukas ha'teira nirmaz leirak ha'chukah de parah aduma. So this is telling us that the Medrash is explaining that zeischukas ha'teira, this is the statute, this is the rule of the Teira. It's not just telling us about the chukah of Parah Aduma, lagama chukah shebichlolus inyan atumis v'taharasa. He's introducing to us the chukah of all of the ideas, the concepts of Tumah and Tahara. Sheitzad hashavah shebichol adugmois, which the chukah, the fact that it is difficult to understand or impossible to understand for us, is a common denominator by all the examples in the Medrash, or Else he's saying that Tumah v'Tahara is the Tzadah Shava in all the examples of the Medrash. Kehil Kamini Parah Adumah, including Parah Adumah. So the fact that the Medrash is bringing all these different examples, he's telling us that Zeus Chukas HaTeira is not just introducing the mitzvah of Parah Adumah, it's introducing the whole concept of Tumah and Tahara. Hainu, meaning to say, Shachuk de Parah Adumah ilirak akzeira shebeprote dini haparah. The chukah of Parah Adumah is not just the decree that is relevant to the details of Parah Adumah. Elagam hakzeira, when we say this is the chukah satera, we are referring to the gzeira shebeinyin klali datuma v'tarasa, of the general concept of tuma and tara. Haba de haparah, which the tara comes through the Parah Adumah. Ukumaymer Chazal, le'ames mitame, le'amayim mitarem. It's not the mess. It's not the contact with a dead body that makes the person tummy. It's not the water of the Parah Adumah that makes the person tired. Ela amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chukach hakakti v'chulu, dichsiv zeis chukas ha-teira. U'bechlol es yeser u'belashen ha-Rambam. And to generalize it even more, and as the Rambam says it, davar barur v'goli. It's clear and it's obvious that tumas and taras are gderes hakosuf. And it's not from the type of things that a person's mind could resolve. It's part of the chukim. It's part of those mitzvahs that the Eibishter did not divulge the reasons to us. Zeisim meres. This means to tell us that even though Zeis Chukas HaTeira is coming specifically to teach us about Tumas Meis and the Tara of Tumas Meis, which is the mitzvah of Parah Adumah, as the will be simply understood from the Psukim of the beginning of Parshas Chukas, Hareza Balirameis. The words Zeis Chukas HaTeira are also alluding to the general chukah of Tumah v'Tahara as a whole. So far, what he said to us is that based on the Medrash and how the Medrash teaches Zeis Chukas HaTeira, the Medrash is telling us that there's an intrinsic connection between Parah Adumah and the rest of the Dinei Tumah v'Tahara, and all of them are represented in the words Zeis Chukas HaTeira. That Chukah represents all of the aspects of Tumah v'Tahara, which are something that we cannot understand, and they are a Chukah from the Eibishter. Chukah Chakakti Gzeira Kazakti. Now we have to figure out what that means to us. How do we apply this idea of chukah in general and chukah specifically with regards to Tumah v'Tahara to us? And that's what he's going to ask or introduce in Eis Beis. Yoduat no. Shekol din yishe b'teira yes b'hira b'vedis kol achad v'echad b'nei Yisrael. V'chomokom v'chol zman. We know that everything in Teira has a lesson in the avoida of every yid, in every time and in every place. Uka ha-loshen, as the loshen is said, expression goes, the hatera he nitzchis, the tera is eternal. The gama mitzvahs, the dini hatera sheneagim rak bisman shebeis mikdash kayam, even those mitzvahs and those dinim that are only relevant when the beis mikdash is standing, hareze rak benegia lekiyum and begashmius. This is only with regards to the fulfillment of them in a physical, practical sense that it can only be done when the beis mikdash is standing. Aval beruchnius, but in a spiritual sense, gam mitzvahs elu. Even these mitzvahs are beyond the constraints of time and space, and therefore they're relevant even today, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. So too in our case, the main fulfillment of the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara, who bisman Beis HaMikdash kayam, is in the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Aval teichin in yarnam ba'aveda haruchnis. But the meaning, the content, the message of what they symbolize in our spiritual aveda, who kayam v'shayach v'chosman u'mokim, is existence, is in existence, and relevant in every time and place. Meaning to say, even today, we can't actually bring a parah aduma, we can't actually engage in the dinim of tumah v'tahara. Nevertheless, there is a relevance in our aveid ruchnis. The eid nekuda baza. There's another detail here. That this relevance of dinim tumah v'tahara is not just to the people who are very smart and know the dinim of tumah v'tahara very, very well. Even to someone who does not know anything about the tumah v'tahara. He just knows how to read the words Zeischu Kesateira. These words are relevant to him. It's relevant to every single person. Even to those people who don't know what they're saying. They don't understand the words Zeischu Kesateira. Certainly don't know what it means and what the deeper significance is and what the connection is to Tumah V'Tahara and what the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara are. They don't know anything. But nevertheless, because when they read this parsha in Teira Shebiksav, even if they don't understand the tides, the simple meaning of the words, they are still obligated to make the bracha of Birchas HaTeira. When you're learning the pratim, you would only make Birchas HaTeira if you understand what you're saying. But since a person would say the Birchas HaTeira on the words Zeischu Kesateira, Mizem Muvan, Asher Ayirai Lekalechad Ve'echadhi. The lesson to everyone is Lemi Aprate Dinim, Shem Lemaila Me'asagose Shalei Yisposha is not coming. The lesson we're going to take is not from the details, the minutia of the laws of the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara, which is beyond the comprehension of many a simple person. Ela Miklolus Inyan Zeischu Kesateira. From the general idea of Zeischu Kesateira, which includes even the simple person who would make a Birchas HaTeira and saying those words, these words are relevant to that person as well. Otherwise, you can't make a Birchas HaTeira on it. So the question is, what is the relevance? So now we have to explain what is the relevance of the Dinei Tumah V'Tahara to us today. He's about to introduce the mitzvah of Parah Aduma. He should have said Zeischu Kesapara. Or in another place in Chassidus, it asks the question, it could have said Zeischu Kesatara. It says Zeischu Kesateira as if to imply that this is relevant to the whole Teira. So the Alter Rebbe explains in Likutei Teira, Sha'amitzvah de Parah Aduma yesh batechin ha'nimtze ba'teira b'chlal. And the mitzvah of Parah Aduma contains a message that is relevant to the entire Torah. Literally, this would be translated, the Parah Aduma contains the teichin of the Torah. But to make it sound a little bit more palatable, what I'm saying is that the mitzvah of Parah Aduma contains a content that is relevant or that is connected to the entire Torah. That's what it means when it says, this is the chukah of the Torah. This is the chukah of Parah Aduma, which is the chukah of the whole Torah. This is explained at length in other places. He references other places in Likutei Sichos. When I say that the chukah sateira, that the chukah of Parah Aduma, is the chukah of the Teira, it's because it's the chukah of the Teira, of the Parah, therefore it's the chukah of the Teira. It's dependent one on the other. Mitzvizu liyesa chukah, because it's a chukah. Afilu be'erach shara mitzvah shebesuga chukim, even with regards to other mitzvahs in the category of chukim, Parah Aduma is the quintessential chuk. As we'll mention later about Shlema HaMelech. Lachenu bazeh gufa, he calls us kalam mitzvahs. Because it's a chukah, and because it's the chukah of all chukahs, therefore, it contains the whole Torah in it, and it contains all of the mitzvahs. Ve'ata. What's the explanation? What's the reasoning? What's the connection of the fact that it's a chukah to the fact that it's connected to the whole Torah? So here he says like this, Kol ha-mitzvahs, muhuson hu-ratzen ha-elyon, Shalamaila Mechinas Chachma Vatam. Any mitzvah, every mitzvah that the Eibishter gave us, the DNA of the mitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah is the fact that it's the Eibishter's Ratzon. The Eibishter wanted this and asked us or gave us, commanded us to do it. God, and Ratzon is higher than Chachma or Tam, higher than the Eibishter's Chachma and reasoning and Seichel. Even those mitzvahs for which there are reasons given to us, that doesn't mean to say that the definition of the mitzvah is the reason, or is the chachma of Hashem that gave this reason. But it means that after the Eibishter had the ratzon for this mitzvah, ratzon beyond the reason, the Eibishter then lowered himself down, lowered the mitzvah down into chachma to give it a reason that we can understand. But the essential, if you will, or the primal essence of the mitzvah, gam la'achara islapshus, even after it came down into chachma, to have a reason, who ratzon elyon, it's still ratzon elyon. In other words, even after we bring it down a little bit lower so that we can understand the mitzvah or the reason for the mitzvah, it doesn't change the fact that its essence, its true definition, is that it's a ratzon elyon. Is that it's the Eibishter's ratzon, that's what makes it a mitzvah. It may have a reason. It may even be that we know the reason. But that doesn't change the fact that the reason, that the reasoning for it is only a lower level in the evolvement of the mitzvah and its connection with us. But it doesn't change the fact that in its origin and its source, the mitzvah and what makes it a mitzvah is the fact that the Eibishter wants it. V'lochein, and therefore, ki yuman shol kol ha-mitzvahs. Gam eisna mevones al pitam v'das. Therefore, every single mitzvah, even those that we do know the reason for them, so the chliyas be'efen zedavka have to be observed, have to be fulfilled in this eifin. It has to be fulfilled not because the seichel, my intellect, or my understanding compels me to do so. Like we say in the bracha of a mitzvah, this happens to be a very fundamental concept in chassidus. What is a mitzvah? And there's, we're going to see in a moment, there's Eidos, Chukum, Mishpatim. And we're not going to elaborate more than the Sikha does. But every mitzvah has an element of the reason. Not every mitzvah, some of them the reasons were not revealed to us, but many a mitzvah, it makes sense. Some of which we wouldn't even need the Torah to tell us to do. But every single mitzvah, even the ones with the reasons, contain a deeper layer where it's beyond reason, it's just the ratzon of the Eibishter. And you have to keep that in mind. If you do a mitzvah because of its reason, then it's about you, it's not about the Eibishter. And the Chas HaShalom, sometimes your seichel will tell you the mitzvah doesn't apply, and Chas HaShalom, you're not going to do the mitzvah. But that's not the main issue. The main issue is that if you do a mitzvah because of you understand why you understand the mitzvah, then it's about you, it's not about the Eibishter. A mitzvah is being done, has to be done because the Eibishter wants it. That's what connects you with the Eibishter. You also have to know the reason of the Eibishter gave you the reason. That adds geschmack in the mitzvah. It adds passion, it adds excitement when you understand why you're doing it. But fundamentally, you have to know the reason. But why am I doing it? Because of Tzivanu. Because this is Ratzon Elyon. And this is what the pasuk means when it tells us the word zeischu kasateira. Even though mitzvahs are generally divided into three categories, chukim, edus, and mishpatim. Mishpatim are the mitzvahs that make sense logically. Some of which I would do even without the Eibishter telling me, "Do not kill, do not steal," or mitzvahs like that. Edus are the mitzvahs that represent something. They're giving edus to something. So even though I may not have discovered them on my own, but after the Eibishter told me to do this mitzvah, Shabbos, that testifies that the Eibishter created the world in 6 days and rested on Shabbos. Once the Eibishter gives me, tells me what the mitzvah is and why I should do it, I understand it. Then there's chukim, which are the mitzvahs that the Eibishter gave us without telling us the reason. And notice, I'm not saying that they don't have a reason, because in various places in Chassidus it says that even chukim have reasons. It's just not the kind of reasons that can be told to us, that can be given to us, can be explained to us. But so even though mitzvahs are divided into three categories, the primal essence of every single mitzvah, gam asugim edus mishpatim, even those that are edus mishpatim, he chukah is a chukah, is a supra-rational mitzvah. And they're all on the level of this specific chukah. Hachukah de Parah Aduma, the chukah of Parah Aduma, shafilu shleima hachacham mikol adam amar, which about Parah Aduma shleima melech said, that I tried to understand it, as I don't remember the words of shleima melech over there, but it says that he tried again and again to understand, until he came to the point, amarti achak mavirichay kamimeni, I will try to be smart, I will try to use my chachmah, but nevertheless I will discover that it is too distant from me. Even shleima melech hachacham mikol adam could not understand Parah Aduma. The ma'ila legamri migadir chachma is totally removed from chachma, which chachma is understandable. So when we say zeischuk as a teira, he's telling us that every mitzvah in the teira is also a chukah, and not stam a chukah, but a chukah like this one, like the bichukah of Parah Aduma, which the term I used. Was it's the chukah of all chukas. I don't know if it's an accurate term, but it's certainly a chukah even compared to the rest of the chukim. So this is the first thing, the first heirah, or the first part of the heirah, that we are learning from Zeis Chukas HaTeira, that whenever it comes to fulfill a mitzvah, we have to know that the mitzvah is coming from Ratzon Elyon, from the Eibishter's Ratzon. And the reason why we're doing the mitzvah, even though I understand why I'm doing the mitzvah, because this specific mitzvah might have a reason that was revealed to us by the Torah, by the Chachamim. Nevertheless, what motivates me to do the mitzvah is the fact that it's the Ratzon Elyon v'tzivon. And now he's going to say, in Eis Dalet, he's going to introduce another layer in this idea of mitzvahs being Ratzon. And he's going to say that Ratzon, unlike seichel, will, compared to intellect, or compared to things I can understand, ratzon is lemaila meyischelkus. It doesn't get divided into details. A ratzon is so primal, it's so nafshiyizdik, that I have this ratzon. I have a need, I have a desire, I have a will. It's not about the details. I will explain it inside in a moment. Mashaykin seichel is details. This detail is to another detail, is another detail, another detail. All the details together form a conclusion. And then whether it's a reading a story or learning something or building something, I'm taking a bunch of details and bringing them together. That's seichel. Ratzon, there's no details. And because of that, he's going to say that also the mitzvahs, in a certain sense, are above details. Mitzad is that. Mitzad inyan zeh, ratzon v'chukah shebe mitzvahs. Because of this idea that in mitzvahs, it's the Eibishter's ratzon, which is the main definition of the mitzvah. And every mitzvah is a chukah. Matzinu kam v'kam v'dvarim shein b'shava v'chala mitzvahs. We find a certain sense of equality when it comes to mitzvahs. Even though every mitzvah is unique, nevertheless, there's a certain hishtavos, a certain sameness with regards to mitzvahs. The ad shamru chazal, so much so that chazal tell us, don't weigh the values of certain mitzvahs, which mitzvah is greater, which mitzvah is not so great, because every mitzvah is equal in the fact that it is the ratzon of the Eibishter. And we're going to explain what this means. Mavur b'kamim b'kaimis. It's explained in a number of places, in several places, the difference between ratzon and chachmah. And in general, all the keches pnimim, once you go to seichel, seichel and midis are all considered keches pnimim, are all considered internal keches. Keches that are unique to each individual. Ratzon is considered a keach makif. It's it's an encompassing koyach, which means to say is that it could be the same by the other by many different people. It's just the idea that I could have a will for something. That's everyone has a will. How it expresses itself is a different, which we'll get to in a moment. So therefore, Ratzon is called Keach Makif, and Seich Lamidus are called Keach Espnimim. So the difference between Ratzon and Chachma and Keach Espnimim, HaChachma Ba B'Yischalkus. Chachma comes in parts. Hein B'Yischalkus Klali, the Ein Seichel Echad Deim Lechaver. In general, each concept is different than the next concept. The Hein B'Yischalkus Prati, B'Chol HaSkola Gufa, Sheba Dafka B'Ribui Prati. The difference between Kloli and Prati is Kloli is comparing one to the other, and Prati is within each one. So in Seichel, every Seichel is different, every intellectual concept is different, and within each intellectual concept, there's going to be a myriad of details that make up this one concept. However, V'horotzen, Einim B'chinis Eschalkos. Rotzen is not made up of details. Leibi is chalkus klali, v'leibi is chalkus prati. Not on a general sense and not on an individual sense. V'hainu, de levad zei she'ein be is chalkus v'prati yon yonim. She'bechol prat shel adavar she'reitzu be'yu b'shaveh. Not only is there no is chalkus prati, which means that within a certain ratzon, there are no details, which means every single detail, the ratzon is equal. There is a Ratzon nafshi, an internal soul desire to this thing. Kimoikein, einoy mischalik b'ischalkus klali. It also doesn't have the general ischalkus b'in yonim sheharatzon b'hem. Dineimar shebedavar zeharatzon b'efen kach ubedavar zeharatzon b'efen kach. To say that there's different types of ratzon. That in this idea, the ratzon is this kind of ratzon. This idea, this is this kind of ratzon. Ki ein haratzon mishtana lifi efin yonim sharatzon b'hem. Because ratzon doesn't change based on what it wants, or what it is, the thing that it wants. I just want to clarify this. Because your initial question is going to be, if you ask me if I want, $5 compared to $5,000, I'm going to have a bigger ratzon for $5,000 than to $5. So what do you mean there's no ischalkos in ratzon? So I think it's fair or important to clarify that there's two levels in ratzon. There's ratzon shalpitan. There's a ratzon that comes together with a reasoning. I want a house because I want to be protected from the rain. I don't want to be hot, I don't want to be cold. So even though it's a ratzon, but it's a ratzon that's blended with a tam. And since tam has his chalkus, therefore this ratzon will also have his chalkus. The ratzon shalpitan. So therefore, if I'm building a house, I'm going to want a roof more than I want a door. I'm going to want a bathroom more than I want a den. Because it's the ischalkus is not coming from the ratzon. The ischalkus is coming from the tam, the benefit that I'm getting from it. But Chassidus explains that in the ratzon, for it to have a house, there is also a primal ratzon. Because it says, "Kol mi she'ein le bayis ein le adam." So, in order for me to be an adam, I need a bayis. This doesn't matter what the bayis looks like. For that part of the nafs, of the nutsun of the nefesh, to want a bayis, doesn't matter what the bayis looks like. It doesn't matter what it has. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Because when we speak here that ratzon is lamayla mischalkus, we're talking about there are certain things that the ratzon wants or needs. That have no shaykhas to seichel. There's no benefit from it. There's no reasoning for it. And yet, there's a ratzon for it. That ratzon is the same in everything. It could be for something small, it could be for something big, it could be something important, not important. The idea that I want this, the want aspect of it, is equal to everything. I want. The ratzon for it is equal. Not only does the specific ratzon is not divided into details. I want this and I want that and I want the other to make me up, which would happen, let's say, in wanting a house if the ratzon is alpitam. But in ratzon that's lemailo meyatam, there is a certain element within me, within my nefesh, that I want something, almost need something, and that want, that inner need does not break itself up, does not get broken up into details. It doesn't change, and there's no ischakus. I hope that made things a little bit clearer for you. Now let's apply this to Teira. V'yal derech zo b'mitzvah sa Teira. Dili yeis an ratzon ha'elyein ein b'hem ischakus. Therefore, when it comes to the mitzvahs of Teira, because Teira comes from ratzon, mitzvahs come from ratzon, and ratzon has no ischakus, also the mitzvahs have no ischakus. Also the mitzvahs, in a certain sense, are not dividable into details. V'lochein, and he brings two examples here, two actually opposite examples. So two. Lipa'amim, mitzvahs me'amitzvah eineklum. Sometimes you say, if you do a part of a mitzvah, you did nothing. For example, if the Eibishter's ratzon is that the mitzvah that tefillin should have four parshiyos, and you have three parshiyos, it's not like you did 75% of the mitzvah. If you put on tefillin with three parshiyos, it's like you did nothing. Because the yeis of the Eibishter's ratzon is that there should be dalet parshiyos. So you can't do a piece of a mitzvah. There's a lashon in the Maimer, etzem kshatatevus. Well, that actually is the next piece. Sorry about that. So let's stick to this one here. And yes, the Eibus as Ratzon is to do it both in Kach. We can't change that. We can't do part of it. Because the Eibus wants to fill in with four parshas. But then, V'lepa'amim, chelek me'amitzvah hikakula. Sometimes, for the same reason, there will be certain things where you say, you do a part of a mitzvah, it's as if you did the whole mitzvah. The example that came to my mind, and I might be wrong about this, so I'm just thinking, while we're learning, a person is Shomer Shabbos for 1 hour. During that hour, he was Shomer Shabbos in everything. He was not Mechal Shabbos, he didn't do anything. That hour, he was Shemir Shabbos in its fullest extent. If Le'aleinu, a person is Mechal Shabbos afterwards, so it doesn't change the fact that while he was being Shemir Shabbos, he was being Shemir Shabbos. In other words, there's nowhere where it says in the Torah that if you're not Shemir Shabbos for 26 hours or 25 plus hours, that none of the Shabbos counts. But this also is the idea that Ratzon is l'mayla me'ischalkus. Heyois that Ratzon is beyond, heyois that a mitzvah, heyois that a mitzvah is beyond his chalkus. Therefore, when you do a piece of the mitzvah, etzem, kshatatefes b'miktas min etzem, atatefes b'kulay. So when you grab a piece of the mitzvah, you have the whole mitzvah. Because there's no such thing as a piece of a mitzvah. So it's a fascinating idea where you have two seemingly opposite results from the same idea. Since you can't subdivide a mitzvah, therefore sometimes you can't take a piece of a mitzvah. And if you only did a part of it, you did nothing. But for the same reason, sometimes when you grab a piece of a mitzvah, you're grabbing the whole mitzvah. Because there's no such thing as a piece of a mitzvah. And therefore, it's as if you did the entire mitzvah. This concept is elaborated. It brings in the Ha'ara, the Maimar HaShemayim Kisi, which is the end of Hemshech Samach Vav. And to understand it a little bit better, it's kedai to learn the Maimer. So now, in Oiz Dalet, we introduced a very, very important understanding in mitzvahs. That hayes, that mitzvahs come from Ratzon, and Ratzon is l'mayla me'ischalkus. Therefore, mitzvahs have a property to it. There's an element in a mitzvah that it is l'mayla me'ischalkus. That the mitzvah is the entirety of the mitzvah. And it doesn't, it's not changeable. And it's not broken up into details. In Ois Hei, he's going to show us how in Tuma V'Tara we can actually see this. In other words, there are certain mitzvahs that we don't see the Maila Me'ischalkos of it. You know, you see, and our examples, I mean, if you do three minimum of the lulav, it's not a mitzvah, it's no mitzvah. So you see over there, how you have to, mitzvahs men a mitzvah in a klum, because you can't do a piece of a mitzvah. But there's many mitzvahs where you don't see the element of the lemaila me'ischalkos in the mitzvah, but in Tuma V'Tara you do see it. And that's what he's going to bring us four examples in Eishei. V'hinei nekudazu, this detail of Tuma V'Tara, of this detail of mitzvahs being lemaila me'ischalkos, is expressed very much in the din of Tuma V'Tara. Now see if all of this is chukas ateira koi gamal kolatumis vataris, like we said before, that chukas ateira is referring to all the dinim, all the different types of tumah and tara. Example number one, aleph, min ateira, ef sheshat tumah tochil rak al mitzvah guf. Min ateira, it's impossible for the tumah to affect only a part of the guf. Im naga adam ba'echad me'evara v'davar matame, if a person touches something that makes him tame, nitmal adezeh kol haguf. The entire person becomes tame. L'cheir, if my hands touch, my hands can become tame. Why would my feet become tummy? No. Because I yes that the mitzvah is l'mayla me'ischalkos. Therefore, as soon as I become tummy, the whole me becomes tummy. Base. Ha'adam nitma de negiya kol shi'ibatum. Not only does it affect the entire me, but also the way it happens is it happens from the smallest touch. Just a superficial, external touch to the tummy. He becomes tummy with the same level of intensity as if he had eaten the davar tummy. When you eat it, it goes inside of you, becomes dama basa kipsari, becomes part of you. When you touch it with the tip of your finger, it's not even going to affect you in any way. Nevertheless, the level of tumma is the same. You become just as tummy from a touch as you do from eating it. Gimel, be'emek yeser, taking this idea to a deeper level, b'negiya zu atzma, in this little touch, that we're saying, even though it's a tiny touch, and it wasn't something that's internal, or something that was wrapped around the person, or something that touched him all over. Nevertheless, it's matamahim, ein nafkemina ben shenagaba b'mezid, ey b'shegege filubenis, d'rachmana patre. Doesn't matter whether it was on purpose, whether it was b'shegeg, an accident, or ba'inus, it was something that was beyond his control, which the Torah patter someone who does something ba'inus. Nevertheless, in the case of tumah v'tara, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're part of you touch this tumah makes you tummy. Zeh semeres lirak negiya kol shi begashmius el afilu kishegam beruknis le oisa zeis kiim negiya shal shaychus rechaykamayt. Even if spiritually, not really so spiritually, but like, besides the fact that the touch, physical touch was a very small touch, also his involvement in it was very, very minimal. Because it was against his will or unintentional. Because it doesn't change anything. Once a part of his body touches it, he becomes tummy. So not only is the touch, the actual touch, a minor touch, even his involvement in the touch is a minor touch. It's a minor involvement. Dalit. Gama titzoa shel atuma ba nitma ha'adam mukhletesi b'negiya l'shechus ha'kedusha. Also the result, the fact that the person becomes tameh, is a total tuma. Ein atuma giremez b'rak chisar and prati b'shechus ha'kedusha. It doesn't just affect him in a detail of and a part of his connection to kedusha. Ela shu yeitza al yedei zeh. In this regard, those things that he becomes tummy from, he becomes tummy entirely. Meaning to say, he can't eat anything of kedusha, davar shel kedusha, and yachal li yadam basa kipsari, something that's holy cannot become part of him. He can't even walk in to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, you might say, listen, if you just touched it a little bit, okay, don't eat tumah. But you can at least walk into the Beis HaMikdash. No. Once you become tummy, with regards to the dinim of tumah v'tara, you're a total tumah. What's the reason for all of this? B'inyin ha'tuma v'ta'ara, meir ratzon elyon b'gilui. By tuma v'ta'ara, you see in a revealed way the ratzon elyon. Those mitzvahs that have a reason, what we see first is the reason. We know we have to fulfill it because of the ratzon elyon, to work on ourselves, that we should do it not so much because we understand the reason, but because it's the Yibishas Tzivui. But those mitzvahs such as tuma v'ta'ara, which we don't know the reason for, what we see first is, and only, is the ratzon elyon. V'lochein, because in the union of tuma v'ta'ara is meir ratzon elyon, therefore, nireh v'nikir ben begolui, hadir achiluk v'ashinu ben navlamat. You see, in the dinim of tuma v'ta'ara, the fact that there's no difference and no differentiation between a lot and a little. Ein hefresh mitzad eifin shaychus adam la'atuma. There's no difference between the person's interaction with the tumah. That there's no difference between what kind of connection he has to the tumah, because even if it was an external, a superficial connection, whether through a physical touch, or even the fact that it was la'insay, nevertheless, it was an oinus, it was an accident. He becomes totally tummy, both on a physical sense, that his whole entire body is affected, and also beruchnius, that he's totally removed from the Beis Hamikdash. And this is the pshat of Zeis Chukas HaTeira. That Zeis Chukas HaTeira, because it's a chukah, because it's something that I can't understand, therefore it is clear and obvious to me that this is a ratzon elyon, and because it's a ratzon elyon, it's lemaila meyischalkus, and therefore I could see in it how is lemaila meyischalkus in these different examples, and I could apply this to understand that in the rest of Duni Tumah V'Tahara, and in the rest of Teira as well, every aspect of Teira, the mitzvahs of Teira are ratzon elyon, and the etzem, even if I don't see it, they are lemaila meyischalkus. And that's the hira, the teira hinitzchis that I'm taking, the knowledge, and ultimately the application in my life to see in the mitzvah that it's the ratzon the elyon, and it's lemaila meyischalkus. Inyan anal bavedus kol echad ve'echad, now let's apply this bavid. Omer Razal, leite yeshe v'sheikom mitzaseh ha'shal teira, a person shouldn't weigh the mitzvahs. Or another Maimon Chazal is Rabbi Zohar mitzvah kala kabachamura. A person should be careful, whether it's a light mitzvah, a small mitzvah, or a big mitzvah, a strict mitzvah, stringent mitzvah. Dala adam liye Zohar b'chol mitzvah mitzvah v'shava. A person should be careful in each mitzvah equally. Af sheyesh makim litein eich yitachen sheyizohar b'dikta kal shel divrei seifim beis hazehirus sheyesh ledaktek b'chamura shebechamurais. How can you expect me? How can you demand of me that I should be careful in a small, diktuk, in a small detail of a derabanan, as much as I should be careful in the most stringent of mitzvahs? Varia easy hirus bediktu kal inigia levadbera veich shayach b'divrei seifim gufa beidi inigia levadbera veich shayach ledamesa la easy hirus bechamuris bechamuris. Not being careful in a derabanan is like touching something. How can I compare that to not being careful, to missing out on a huge mitzvah? Even Teira uses the term kala and chamura, which means there is a concept that this mitzvah is kala and chamura. So how can you expect me that I should treat them both equally, if Teira itself calls them one kala, one chamura? And this is the lesson that we're taking from Tuma. When it comes to the reasoning of the mitzvahs, the understanding of the mitzvahs, there's going to be different levels. However, mitzad mohusa mitzvah shiratzon elyon ein ben chilukim. But if you look at the essence of the mitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah, which is the fact that it's shiratzon elyon, the ratzon of the Eibishter, there are no chilukim. Ubavei das adam mekayim is a mitzvah, and therefore, when it comes to the aveda of the person who is being mekayim the mitzvahs, We could say the same thing. Lefi erech v'chiluki b'chines abgam shebenefesh. Chulu kachim chiluki b'chines amiduk v'ainish. However much the mitzvah affects to an aveda, I should say. When a person does not do a mitzvah, however much it affects his neshama, that's how much he has to cleanse himself and do tshuva. As much as the mitzvah affects to uplift the person, to change the person, that's how much schar he's going to get. So you will see differences in the impact of the mitzvah on the person. But if you go to the bottom, to the most basic, this basic essence of the mitzvah, through doing a mitzvah, you become connected to the Eibishter, Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hareze b'chol ha-mitzvah, this is in every single mitzvah. Even a small touch, in something that's against the Eibishter's will, this affects his whole connection with the Eibishter. You're right that this mitzvah is a kala and this is a chamura. And therefore, when it comes to the ancient, this one has Mrs. Bezdin, and this one has Malkus, and this one has no punishment. But that's talking about what you need to be able to fix your the lack that occurred in your neshama because of what you did. But if you look at a mitzvah, that this is a mitzvah connecting me with the Eibishter, if Chas v'Shalom I miss out on this mitzvah, I'm missing out on my connection to the Eibishter. Doesn't matter how kala the mitzvah is, it's affecting my keser with the Eibishter. And that's what the Zeis Chukas HaTeira and the Dinei Tuma V'Tara are teaching us. I'm debating in my head if I should continue to elaborate on how incredible this concept is. That, you know, yet generally I shouldn't accuse everyone, I could talk about myself, but it comes to a chukah. And you think, it's a chukah, you know, it's a chukah, chakakting, zeta, gazart, istak matudva abadavtam. It turns out, and this is obviously not the first time we're learning about this, but here it's so well explained. There's so many examples. Tumah v'Tahara. Tumah v'Tahara is one of those things that we learn less than we learn Hilchas Sukkah or Hilchas Tefillin. But dafke in these halachas, dafke in these dinim, because they don't have a reason, they show us what a mitzvah truly is, and it reminds us that every single mitzvah has this idea, this concept, that it's connecting with the Eibishter. And even the smallest mitzvah, the diktu kaus of divrei seferim, is a means for me to connect to the Eibishter. And if chas v'shalom I miss out on it, I'm affecting my connection with the Eibishter. Now we're going to bring this down to us. This lesson is applicable and therefore demanded from each and every individual. Even from the simplest person. Earlier in the sikha we said that there's the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, which some people know and some people don't. Then there's the general idea of Zeis Chukas HaTeira, which everybody knows. And everybody says a baruch on it when they learn Birkas HaTeira. So yes, that all this is being learned from the word Zeis Chukas HaTeira. I mean, the examples we're seeing are in the dinim. But where is it coming from? It's from the word Zeis Chukas HaTeira. Therefore, we know that this is shayach to every single person, even the pashta person. Hergish anal b'kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Shagam zehirus b'dikto kalu davar anegiyah l'kolos eskashus v'lokos. Where do we see? What does it mean that this is shayach to every single person? Because this whole hergish, this whole idea that even the smallest, being careful in the smallest mitzvah affects his relationship to the Eibishter. It comes from etzem neshama. The etzem neshama that every single yid has, regardless of who he is and what he does. The etzem neshama is the one thing that we all have equally. And because of that, we all are affected by and can apply the seirah. Like the Piskim Yadua, and I am Yem Yehudi, and Ereitzev, and Yachel Liyeh, is Nifid Melukus. Ayid Nishter Vil, Nishter Kanz, and Nifid Melukus. Ayid, by his very definition, by his very DNA, is connected to the Eibishter. V'ergizzeu, it's like Echad V'Echad V'Nei Yisrael. and this feeling of connectedness to the Eibishter, and that I never ever want to be disconnected even for a moment from the Eibishter, is something that is felt by every single Yid. Even though it's impossible to be on this level, you're asking a person that they should go so deep into their neshama, to their etzema neshama, where over there their connection to the Eibishter is perfect, and he never wants to affect that connection. It's very hard to ask of someone to constantly be in that place, in that state of mind, a whole day. That throughout the whole day and the whole year, his etzem and neshama is shining to the point that he doesn't want to move away for a second from his keshi with Eibishter. We have to serve Hashem Beifim Mesuder, which is why we have to have shachris, we have to have other mitzvahs, which involve keches pnimiyim, involve external interactions. So you can't demand me to be in my etzem and neshama at all times if I have to involve my seichel, my midas, and other, my maisa, my machshava, my dibur, in serving Hashem. And I have to be b'seid the mesudah. You can't serve the Eibishter a whole day with etzem and neshama. So even though, on the one hand, you're telling me that everybody is shaykh to this because everybody shaykh to this because of the etzem and neshama, it seems a little hard to be ma'ir me'etzem neshama. But kishma'ir is this, so even though it's hard for a person to reach this in every single moment, but kishma'ir is a benafshim is manam yichadim b'shama. When a person is ma'ir this in his own life, in certain special times in the year, umayam, for example, kishakirin parsha zu b'teira, when we're reading this parsha in the Teira, which then it says that if you're learning the about the Eila, as if you're a makriv of the Eila, so if you're learning about Chukas HaTeira, it's as if you're experiencing Chukas HaTeira. So when you're me'eder this in certain special times of the year, then the impact of it is felt throughout the rest of the year and the rest of the day, then he could feel how severe it is, how much he's blacking out when he even just touches something that he shouldn't. Now, b'hashgacha pratis, even though this is the sicha of a parsha's chukas, which is really the parsha of next week, but in the b'hashgacha pratis, in the chalukah of the Kutasichas that we're learning together, we're learning the Chukas this week as well, the week of Kerach, which is the week of Gimel Tammuz. And I found it very special, the fact that he refers to this week as Bizman Miyuchadim Bashana. If to us as Chassidim there's Zman Miyuchad Bashana, it's Gimel Tammuz. It's a time when we have to be me'eder in our nefesh, our etzem and neshama, the fact that a Yehudi in Eretzev in Yachali is nifrid melukus, that a Yid does never once and never can ever be disconnected from the Eibishter. And in the case, if we talk about it as a chassid from the Rebbe, so even though sometimes we find it hard to be we're talking about people, we know the day in and day out we're serving the Eibishter. When it comes to Zmanim Yechadim Bashana, we have to remind ourselves, and this has to be Rishumei Nikar on the rest of the year, that we have an Etzem and Hashem, and we have an intrinsic connection with the Rebbe. And we have to know that Chas V'Shalom, if there's a Negiyas Mashu, B'davar Bilti Ratzui, it affects everything. So of course the Rebbe is a good, the Rebbe is a Ev Yisrael, and the Rebbe loves us. But from our part, we should never take advantage. We have to realize. So if we don't realize it a whole year, at least bezmanam yichadim bashana, we have to intensify, strengthen our connection, find those places that chas v'shalom could be considered negiyas mashu b'davar bilti ratzui, and make sure that there isn't even a negiyah, there isn't even a touch, even l'shegig or be'enis, in something that could affect our iskasus of the Rebbe. I'm sorry I got carried away a little bit. It's mamish b'yam me'elu. This is what we're living with, and this is how I felt. So how I understood the practical application of this ice. Ches, and of course, in true fashion, the Rebbe always teaches us how everything that affects us affects the other person. This era also affects us when it comes to the influence we're going to have on another yid. When it comes that yid is involved in being makarev and bringing a yid closer to the Eibster, to his Torah and to his mitzvahs. Talking the yarer beliboy, a person might think shem yale biyodei lifel alazula sheizar mitzvahs chamurais. If he'll get the other person to at least do the heavy mitzvahs, a klolus atedo mitzvaysa, or at least he'll get him to do the general things, the big things. That's enough. And maybe there's no necessity that we should affect the work on this person, that he should be careful even in the smallest detail of a derabanan until his admitzei nefesh, until the neshama goes out. A person might think so. Look, I'm mikad of the yid, I'll get him to do the big stuff, the big things, but. Once he was well on his way, why do I have to push him? Therefore comes this response. Just like when it comes on the negative side, that if you touch even a little bit, this can affect your whole kashus de ibishter. This is also in the good side. It's possible that when you influence this yid to do this diktukal, to do this little tiny touch, he'll pull him out, a rishkishlept, from his matziv in the depth of the low, and he's going to lift him up and up until the highest of the high. In other words, a person might think to themselves, you know, what's the big deal if a person is missing out on something? But you're forgetting that little thing that you're thinking is little is an opportunity to connect to the Eibishter. That might be the one thing, the detail that he needs to be Aruz Kishlept and Ufgeib. So how could you deprive him of that? And notice how it's being said in the positive. It's not just saying that how could you affect his klalos ha'iskashos belukus if you don't get him to do that. Forget. If you get him to do it, you're bringing him closer to the Eibishter. So how could you deprive him of that? But rather, this might be the thing that might bring him le'emek reim, to the highest of the high. And that's the takeaway from the mitzvah from Tumah V'Tahara. The takeaway from Tumah V'Tahara is that a yid is intrinsically connected with the Eibishter. And every time we do a mitzvah, every time we do a diktul kausal divrei seferim, we're getting stronger and stronger connected to the Eibishter. Obviously, you understand that. A person misses out a diktul kausal, can affect us all, this kausal of the Eibishter as well. So in my own life and a person's own life, they have to work on themselves. That they should recognize that the mitzvah is the ratzon of the Eibishter. And by doing a mitzvah, regardless of which mitzvah it is, you're connecting your etzem neshama with the ratzon of the Eibishter, shalemayla meyischalkus. And when you're working with another yid, to be mekarevim la'avayel et tirasul mitzvesav, don't deprive him of the little things, because they too, or they especially, are part of his connection with the Eibishter.